Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. This is Poetic. How are you guys doing today? It is 11:11. Let's make a wish. We're going to figure out a card to pull today, you guys. Welcome, Curve Out. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I'm your host, Poetic. Just gonna share the show real quick and see who we can bring in here. Hello, welcome everybody. It is 11:11 and numerology. Angels are near. I am in California, so it may be later for you. just trying to share the show, you guys. Give me a moment. Anybody feeling? How's everybody feeling on this Monday? You got some good energy going on, or how are we really doing today? I am just here, gonna do a quick daily card read and jump off here and get the day going. See how everybody's feeling today and all that good stuff. Little intense. It's been a draining weekend. I've done a lot of cleaning house and everything, along with the stuff last night. But yeah, I want to do a daily card read, and I'm not sure what deck I want to pull from today. Perfect timing that you come in, Cha-Cha, as I don't know which deck I want to pull a daily card from. And you have seen all of my wonderful choices, haven't you? Hi, Pooch. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I've still, yes, many choices. Go to the Instagram, Cha-Cha, my Chach, and you can see all the different cards I have. I still have the Psychic Tarot deck that I had out yesterday that was just sitting on my desk, and Hope jumped off of it last night, and I'm just keeping Hope out today. I always want to have hope, no matter what we're talking about. There is always hope. So, it's a beautiful card. If you guys haven't looked at it, I did share it on my Instagram. It's an orb with... It's like a lot of support you see there, and it's very symbolic for the moment. Welcome everybody to the Holy Shift Podcast. You guys are just coming in. I decided to let Cha-Cha... Okay. Positive energy, love and light. Love and light and hope is what we are feeling right now. I definitely want to have somebody choose a deck today that we're going to do the daily card pull from. I'm not feeling that I want to choose it, and I am omitting the Psychic Tarot deck for the day. He's just sitting here with the Hope card, and I just want to see that one for the day. What was something, Bands? What are we talking about, babe? What was something? What was something? What was something? What do we turn off? Do you hear me? Do you not hear me? Do you hear me, Caps? So we're waiting for somebody to choose a deck. Anybody that calls out the first deck out of the cards, we will pull from a daily card read. What's weird? What happened, you guys? What are you guys talking about? I have no idea. What is going on? And it's only letting me see certain people come in here too, so I don't know exactly. So, anyways, we're waiting for Cha-Cha or anybody to go to my Instagram. You can go check it out by looking at wholeeshift.com. It has all my links for my social media there. You can go and check out all the decks that I have, my card decks. And I would like somebody to choose the deck that we're going to pull the daily card from. See, there's a lot of energy flowing today, and we're just gonna calm down and clear out the energy and have hope and spread love and light and just try to let go of all that negativity, because there's too much of it in the world right now and a lot of stuff. So let's just try to clear ourselves. Hi, K Dizzle. Postcard from Spirit. Mel, I wish I would have said that, because that's the one that I was looking at too. Juju, I'll pull two. So we'll do a postcard from Spirit and a Work Your Light. We'll do both, one of each, okay, for the daily card read. Yeah. I love both of these decks. They're of my newer sets that I have received. And we're just going to shuffle the cards and see what we get for the day. I appreciate every single one of you for being here. I'm not really feeling the fact of doing personal readings today. I'm just doing a general card read. You know what's funny? I just messed this all up. And so two fell out, actually. So I guess we'll read those. But as I was shuffling, it turned the cards around. And so the cards were going to get shuffled backwards. So I'm over here taking them out from the shuffle so I can get them all right. I'm not accepting calls today. I'm sorry, Lokesh. No offense. But I have pulled two cards. They actually just fell out. From Postcards from Spirit. And I am going to read these cards. I'm just on here quickly for a daily card read. Happens that we're going to have three cards, possibly more if they fall out. Two fell out. So, Postcard from Spirit doesn't necessarily have a book with it. It doesn't have a picture. It's just a message. It's a postcard. And I will post these, both of these, and then we'll pull a Work Your Light card. So I'll post all of the cards after we... you did, Jay. After we're done here, after I'm done with the podcast, and so you guys can see what they say, if you want to come back and read them later tonight, or if something resonates with you later and you're like, wait. Okay. So the first one. Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like a spring when the urge is expanded, wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. Right. What you can know is it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, Spirit, our soul. Our higher self, whatever you call it, creator, God, Jah, that is our partners in life, you guys. We got to make sure that we know we have a team on that other side. So we have to sometimes lean into Spirit and our higher selves for that comfort and knowledge. and just trust that, even though it may be hard. The end of the card says, you have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are excited to see where this will take you next. We are so proud of you. Okay. The second card from Postcards from Spirit. Wonderful pick. Good job, J-Baby. And this second card. Since you are on Earth, you understand how buildings are built, yes? A good solid foundation and yet flexibility too, in case of an earthquake. Truth be told, you can't offer something sustainable unless it's built from a solid base. Whether it be an idea that takes form one step at a time, or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation, dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Despite the struggles and the setbacks and the speed bumps that we come across, everything is part of a bigger plan, you guys. Thank you, Special. I appreciate you. Celebrate the fact that right now you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as do a general site check to ensure your hard work is being well supported, spiritually and physically, if you will, financially, whatever it may be. Take that step back, you guys, and be aware of what's around you. Do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come visit. You're putting your department and opening. That's funny, J-Baby, isn't it? And you're having the time to open up and do your thing, too. The message at the bottom, we're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you're building. So continue with your foundation. Make it solid. Don't go on a whim. Don't rush through. Take your time. Go with intention. Know what your intentions are before you take that action, before you make that step. Be aware of the situation, your surroundings, your mindset. That will help you with your strong foundation. Okay? And we will look at these cards. I will set them aside and we'll take a picture of those. Welcome, neighbor. Welcome. Just doing a quick daily card read. And I had two cards that jumped out first. And I did start at 11:11, yes. We have to make wishes. We have to have hope, like the cards jumping out at us say, right? I read two postcards from Spirit, and I will definitely publish this right after so you can hear it. It's going to be just a quick show. I had two people choose a deck, and we did postcards from Spirit, and I'm now going to choose a Work Your Light card or cards if need be. So let's put our energy out there, everybody. Open yourself up while I shuffle and we'll pull the cards that need to be pulled, okay? We're listening to Todd Norian, Celestial Abode. I do not own the rights to this music. It is simply just amazing music that I do resonate with. And let's see what we got here. Deep breath. We all got to remember we have to breathe. No matter what we're going through, no matter if it's happy, sad, excited. If you get too excited, you hyperventilate, right? If you get too happy, you get a heart attack. You got to take the time to breathe and calm your body and calm your spirit so you can better deal with everything. I know we did, girl. I felt it. That's when you get the chills. Now, if you guys ever feel chills, and I've said this before, you ever feel chills when it's really warm outside or anything like that, That is spirit. That's a message. Whatever you were thinking, whatever you saw, whatever you felt at that moment, that is a message from beyond. It's a symbol. You've got to tune in and listen to the symbols when they present themselves. Yes, tingling, heavy, you feel a weight, you see something or someone and you just get this, oh, this is how blah, 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 blah. You get caresses all the time. It's because you're powerful and you have those energetic beings on your side wanting to guide you. So try to listen. Maybe you should go that way if they're touching you on the right arm or shoulder, or turn left if they're, try to take them as a guidance. Maybe they're maybe write a letter, like if the letter is pointing up, you feel that caress of going kind of up. Let it guide your hand, maybe. Maybe it can give you a message that way. You never know what's possible unless you try. Sisterhood of the Rose is what we pulled, you guys. Sisterhood of the Rose. Beauty, devotion, priestess, mystic, teacher. There's a beautiful woman, and then there's a... there's like a statue or a spirit of a woman, and then another woman. So there's like five of them. This card has no number, and there's water behind them. So water is life. There's pillars. So they're being supported. They have a lot of knowledge under their belt. They've been through the waters and the tumultuous situation. Strong women definitely supporting each other. Sisterhood of the Rose, which the rose is the highest vibration flower. Beauty and devotion. That is a powerful thing. Priestess, mystic, teacher. Helping to guide somewhere. It is always a positive. It's always a message. There's a message in it, whether it be a warning to not go that way, or that thought was the right thought. Don't question yourself, or whatever it may be. Okay? Rose is your middle name, J Baby. That's beautiful. So let's see what the sisterhood tells us, okay? I'm looking for her now. I don't even know where she's at. Sisterhood right here of the Rose. The Sisterhood of the Rose is a lineage of priestesses and mystics who devoted their lives to serving humanity and seeding light consciousness all over the world. A cross-section of ancient lineages, it is the path of devotion and beauty. Walking this path means being devoted to seeing and creating beauty wherever you go. What is the most beautiful to you? What is beautiful to you? You know what I find beautiful, and I can't help, is that love and that compassion. That's one of the most beautiful things to me. And when you think of your children, what do you think about, Cha-Cha? It's love, right? And you come at them, you don't instantly judge or scold. You come at them with the compassion, that loving compassion, because you know that you're there to guide them and help them because they're innocent. We are all here. We all came here innocent. We did. We've had a lot of shit that has programmed us and clouded our true soul and our true selves. And we forget that we are all love. We are all beings of light and love. And we have to remember to come from love, no matter what we are going through. The rose symbolizes the heart and the sacred geometry of all life, the book says. You are being called to notice the beauty around you, particularly in nature, and hear the whispers of Mother Earth. Once you tune in and take that breath and ground yourself, you are able to hear the messages even better and feel that caress and hear that little message in your ear, or just feel that knowing sense when you are dealing with someone or something. Just try to become aware and listen. Notice. It says, you are being called to spend more time in nature as the ancient secrets live there. We are all part of nature. We need to stop saying, oh, we'll take care of nature later. Well, nature is us. We are nature. We have to take care of it now. Mother Earth is constantly whispering, spending time admiring her creations. Or if you spend time admiring her creations, you will be rewarded with insight and grace. You will be more connected with who you truly are, and you will be able to hear the messages of spirit of your higher self. You are being called to take a little bit more time to both notice the beauty that exists all around you and contribute to the beauty of the world in your own way. This could be through your own creation. If you do art, if you are making music, if you are making your podcast or doing cards or writing poetry or making beats, dancing, even just getting out there and walking and just flowing with nature. Just be in that flow state, that present moment. Greetings, Fox. Thank you. This could be through your own creation or in the little things like how you dress or picking flowers for your own home. Get some flowers. I personally let the flowers grow. They all have an energy, right? However, if they're already picked, maybe bring them in and give them a loving energy and thank them for their beauty as you appreciate them, right? Every time you devote your time to creating beauty, you harmonize with the planet and with the universe, and you shift in vibration, and you can feel this. You can feel the energy shifting. It says, surround yourself with beauty and create beauty wherever you go. To create beauty is to love and to appreciate it, right? So let's remember to come out of love, come out of appreciation and gratitude, despite what we go through every day, despite our exhaustion mentally and physically, despite the frustration we feel with other people because we don't see eye to eye. We've got to let that go and know that we're coming out of love and light, right? Naps are amazing things, just so you know. Sleep is very crucial. So make sure you drink your coffee, take a nap later. You'll be okay. Let's do one more. Share your voice, guys. This is a person, this woman, and she's got this shirt on, and it's or her dress, and it's stars, and she's at like admiring the stars outside of the cave, and there's pyramids, so this is ancient knowledge, and there's waters out there, like you've been through a lot in your journey, and you've got to come out and share your voice. It says, come out of the cave, persecution and expression, just live in your light despite what the story may be. Okay? Appreciate it for what it is. It's all a lesson. It may be painful. It may not feel good. It may be the most wonderful ecstasy you can ever imagine. You've got to appreciate every moment and share your voice. Don't cower down. We are all here to express and create. Let's see. I am looking for the share your voice card, you guys. Sandman's missing us. Fox can't stay away. He's addicted, you guys. This is called the Podbean addiction. That's what creates the family, yet we do get a little bit addicted to the energy here on Podbean because it is one of love and one of light, right? We are sharing our voices here on Podbean. It's a beautiful thing. We are being called to express ourselves. We are having a safe space to do that, even despite the drama, because that always happens in life, too. It's kind of represents life, that we have those trolls and those energy vampires in life as well, not just, you know, on the bean. So it's kind of symbolic. So we're looking for the page. Come out of the cave. You are being called to share your voice, perhaps by speaking up in a relationship or through writing, speaking, singing, or other form of creative expression. This goes along with the Sisterhood of the Rose. It's saying to be creative, to be in that flow state as well, isn't it funny? We each hold a truth deep within us that longs to be expressed. We are each unique co-creators in this world. We create our reality. So what reality do we want to create for ourselves and our people around us, those that we love and we care about? It carries a wisdom with, we hold a deep truth within us that longs to be expressed, sculpted for lifetimes. The voice of your soul is like no other. It carries with it a wisdom that can only be gained through soul history and growth. The only way we grow is through overcoming obstacles, you guys. It says, by remembering, tapping into, and expressing this unique tone, we not only heal ourselves, we also heal the planet at large. Call to light your shadow selves. Call to light the negative parts about us and put them out there. It's part of what makes us beautiful. It really is. As long as we're not hurting others or ourselves. That is very key. When you share your voice, you unlock something in the universe and call a missing piece of you home. Your individual voice is the most powerful sound current on the planet. When you speak your truth, your unique truth, it's extremely powerful. Grab your power, you guys. Don't let anybody take your voice. You got to share your own voice. You have kept your soul's voice silent or held back for too long. Chanting or singing could be truly life-changing for you. So, Fox, this is amazing. You, me too, through poetry, right? Through your expression, through your ciphering, and Rome as well, and people that make music, people that are talking and speaking up here on the podcast. Hi, guys. Hi, Steele. Hi, Stealing. Speaking your truth and stepping into your light is very powerful. We shed the layers of our personality and our programming, okay, the book says. We start letting our unique soul speak through us, and we discover we actually have a very clear message that longs to be shared. The more you live in your truth and you are in that present moment of feeling and not being anxious or worrying about anything, when you're in that true moment, you are in alignment with all the positive energy of the earth. The more we speak, the clearer it gets. There's never been a better time in history than to rise up now, speak your truth, and share your soul's voice. If you feel fearful, know that you are not alone, and that the world needs your unique tone in order to harmonize. If somebody hears your story, even though it's not the exact same story, you resonate with this person and you help them speak up for themselves too, and don't let people step on them. As we rise up and share our song, we make it easier for the next person to do the same, is what the book says. Work your light action, express yourself, share your voice, speak to those who can hear you. Podbean is a major place to do that. Each and every one of you have a platform here to create your own podcast and speak your own truth and share with others what you have went through and maybe inspire and motivate the next person. Share love and spread that light to others, because we can all use it right now, you guys. Welcome, Archer. I am just going to shut this down. We've pulled four beautiful cards. Work Your Light, two postcards from Spirit, and two from the Work Your Light deck. And it's just a daily read for today. There's a heavy energy, and we just got to clear it out and live our light for those that we care about and love. And that's what, if we can be happy, that's all that we can do for other people, to show them that they can be happy too, right? So let's live in our happiness, live in our light, have hope, live in that joy, and know that good things are coming, okay? Speak up, and yeah. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining me at the Holy Shift Podcast. I love you all. Juju, thank you. Jay Baby, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, you guys. Fox, everybody, I do appreciate you. VK, today is not a call-in day. And let's shift our perspective to love and light, and not the negative things that are out there. Let's focus on building and loving all of us around, okay? And I'll see you later. Goodbye.